Grace and peace be yours this day from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's been quite a week, almost more than a person can take in a way, and all under the rubric, if you look at the top of your week's program, of Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly strains or waits for the revealing of the sons of God. You've had a call service, which young men are sent into the field of the church. Yesterday we celebrated the presentation of Christ in the temple with the great hymn of the Nunc Dimittis of Simeon the prophet. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which you prepared before the face of your people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your own people, Israel. And today, Paul the snake handler. What are we to make of all of this? I think, in some strange decision, perhaps from eternity, I'd like to think so, God brought all these three things together. At least, let me tell you what I see in the interesting confluence of these three services. What finally do we see when we see things? Not too long ago, I had an opportunity to see a baby. You have too, no doubt. They're all around. What I did not see, I don't think, was the glory of Israel. And next time you look at a baby, just put yourself in Simeon's position. Would you have seen the salvation of God in that infant? This lowly humanity, this newborn humanity that cannot even speak a cognitive word, the salvation for the world, there? I'm glad I'm here and not there. I can read it and believe. I'm not sure I would have had Simeon's insight. What did those people see when they saw that viper hanging on the hand of God's apostle? They saw death. This one may have been saved from the waters, but justice isn't going to allow him to get away. No, now comes this man's death. He must be a criminal. But the viper, that old symbol of sin and death, shook from the hand and into the fire because Paul, this is what we are to see in him, is also the light of the world. That's what he says in Acts 13. So what they were to see in Paul is again this creation awaiting the revelation of the sons of God. For the salvation of the world is the rooting out of sin and death and corruption and resurrection peeking its head through. Yes, in this little baby and now in this apostle. And in the defeat, if you will, of that snake. It's not so much snake handling. It's the resurrection we see. Maybe the Epiphany season helps us here. And then what did we see last Tuesday morn? Four pieces of creation made new and whole in their own baptism, now dedicating themselves to the apostolic ministry. What did we see here? Four blokes going to a job? Or what happens when we understand that Christ is risen from the dead and brings people into faith, and finally also in faith unto a call which encompasses their own lives, all of their lives, so that they, and you sooner or later, become the very epiphanies of this. Be faithful unto death, and you have the crown of life. I like Epiphany because it reminds me to look, to see, not just, as it were, the phenomena of things, but in that phenomena, what we see with our physical eyes, to see what's really there. That's Epiphany. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits the revealing of the sons of God. So it is. May we await in faith, hope, and charity. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.